I'd like to begin with a story that I witnessed myself approximately 4 years ago. My grandfather, the Koronel Bracha, my mother's father, was sick. He wasn't sick a day in his life until he was 85 years old, Baruch Hashem. Then he stopped working in the stock market after 60 years. And he got sick in his early 90s. Unfortunately, his situation deteriorated. And towards the end, unfortunately, he needed a feeding tube. And he couldn't recognize too much. People went in to go see how he was and to try to get him to respond a little bit. And there was almost no response. But one thing he did respond to. When I leaned over his head on the hospital bed and said, "Daddy, poseach es yadecha," he'd move his lips. He'd start Shema Yisrael, he'll finish off Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He wouldn't recognize his daughters, his grandchildren, but he started the pasuk off from Tefillah, he finished it off no problem. I want to try to understand at the very end of this news, but I think, how's that possible? What's that based on? How could that be? And what does that have to do with Purim, which will be the crux of the issue? Pesach is just around the corner. We know that Pesach is a lot of fours. Well, Purim is before Pesach. I'd like to ask four questions. Question number one. There's a famous comment of the Arizal, one of the most famous Arizal that ever was ever known to B'nai Torah. Arizal is known as saying that Yom Kippur is only a miniature Purim. Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippur because it's Yom Kippur, on a lower level than Purim, which is astounding. Because at first glance and at second glance, Yom Kippur and Purim are polar opposites. And if I had to put one on the upper scale than the other, for sure would not be Purim over Yom Kippur. And yet Arizal says Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. So what does that mean? And why is that so? Question number one. Question number two, the Gemara says in the Masechet Pesachim, this machlokas of the legend of Yeshua, how to spend yontif. Is it supposed to be for you or for Hashem? And the Gemara says, everybody agrees on Purim, you require lachem. On Purim, you need simcha for you. And I want to ask the second question, what's special about that simcha? Different, it's more important than other Yom Tovim? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Purim is so unique that it gets its own obligation of simcha according to everybody. Question number three, which I'm sure you guys all figured I would talk about today, I'm going to talk about it. And that is, I say Purim, and you say B'chaim. There's a mitzvah. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, "Chayev imish nivusume de puriya adu al yadav in arham nebarach baruchah." Gemara says, chayev, an obligation to drink. I don't have to say the word vusume, but whatever. To drink on Purim adu al yadav in arham nebarach baruchah. Now, I don't know if it's in the room right now, but it doesn't really matter. It's a very troubling chazal. What chazal has in mind? There's no mitzvah ever in the year, in the Jewish calendar, to drink and to get drunk at all. And yet on Purim, for some reason, Chazal called Chayev Inish L'Vesumei. You have to drink. And I'm not going to pass him to oil my shirt. Drink on Purim, nothing on Purim. I'm not telling you what to do. Certainly not in this kind of forum, for sure. Speak to your Rebbe about that. That's not at all the issue. But the issue is, where was Chazal coming from? What's the idea that they had in mind? They said, drink. Yeah, there's a chiyah to drink on Purim. And finally, the last question is, on Purim, there's a very, very prevalent custom of dressing up on Purim. Costumes, masks. I have a sibling who loves to dress up on Purim. I'm wondering what he's doing this year. But every year when he lived in America, so he used to go to the YU Purim Chagiga, and he would come as a different person each year, dressed up. And people would look forward, mamash, weeks before they would talk about, what's he going to be this year? I remember the year that he dressed up when the Yankees signed A-Rod. They dressed up in Yankees uniform with their A-Rod jersey. With, he painted his face black with a big glasses. He was A-Rod. He was dancing with Shechter as A-Rod. We dress up on Purim. What's the idea behind dressing up on Purim? What's behind dressing up on Purim? Four questions. Again, Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. Number two, there's a special thing of Simcha. Number three, you have to drink. And finally, what's the idea behind dressing up? I want to try this a little bit to this parasha in the following way. We all know that we're in the middle of the parasha of Mishkan. Parasha Tetzaveh describes at length the making of the Big Day Kahuna. Why? Make a choshen, make a me'il, make a ksonet, and this is how long it has to be, and this is so much detail went into the Big Day Kahuna. What's it all about? What's the idea behind the Torah spending so much time on the Big Day Kahuna? The Sefer HaChinuch has the following beautiful insight, which I think will give us a tremendous insight into what Purim is all about, and definitely into the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know why the Torah goes to so much length to describe the Big Day Kahuna? What's so special about the Big Day Kahuna? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, because the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, his job is to represent Klal Yisrael. His job is to work in the Midrash to try to get kapara for Klal Yisrael. He cannot be focused on anything else. He has to focus inward. We have to make sure that his gaze, his heart, his mind, his focus, his attention is in the right place. How do we do that? We give him special clothes, Big Day Kahuna, with such detail. So everywhere he looks at his arm, he sees Big Day Kahuna, I'm a Kohen Gadol. He looks down his feet, he sees I'm a Kohen Gadol. Everything about him screams, I am different, I have to act differently. And it tells him not to focus on what's going on outside, but rather helps him focus on what's going on inside. Where's my heart? Where should I be now? Where must I be now as the shliach of Klal Yisrael? It's not only, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that when you're in a Mikdash, it should be covered on Mikdash, and therefore it should be nice clothes. No. It's to help the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol focus their attention where it has to be focused. It's to help them keep their mind and their heart on what they should be doing, as opposed to getting distracted and being involved with other things as well. That's the message of the Big Day Kahuna. What does that do for him? My grandfather, my other grandfather, my paternal grandfather, who I'm named for, used to have an expression. My father always quotes it, and that was the following. He said, a lot of times people have the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Instead of focusing on what's important and what they should be focusing on, they get caught up on the wrong things they shouldn't be caught up on. What's the idea behind a costume on Purim? It's not supposed to be to draw attention to yourself. Who could have, like a certain institution that was once involved with that, a costume, I don't even know what to call it, a costume show. Who has the best costume on Purim? That's not what a costume is about. The costume is the following. All year long, we put on a show. For everybody around us, we have to put on a show. Everyone's looking at us. Everyone's judging us. We have to act a certain way. There's one day out of the entire year that we don't have to put on a show. And that is Purim. Purim, we cover our faces. Sometimes we cover our body. We cover ourselves completely. And we don't look outside. We don't care what he thinks of me. And I have to act this way for him. And, oh yeah, what's he going to say? What's she going to say? It's a day to focus inside. Cover up your face. Don't worry about how you look to the outside world. But it's a day to look inside of ourselves and to ask ourselves a very, very basic question. Who am I? What am I? Not what does he think I am. Not what am I to her or to him. Who am I? What's going on inside of me? Cover it up. There's a mask on myself. On the outside world, they can think whatever they want. But Purim is a day to look inside and say, what am I all about? How do we do that? But Chazal said, listen carefully. How is a person judged? Who is a person? The Gemara says a person is judged in three ways: Bikiso, Koso, and Bikaso. When a person drinks, we know that his essence, his inner, comes out. We hope, Chas v'Shalom, hopefully not literally, we hope that whatever he ate stays down, but the essence of a person comes out when he drinks. Chazal say, Nichnas Yayin, Yatzah Sod. So you know what happens when you drink on Purim? When we drink on Purim, it becomes apparent to us who we are. What am I? What's going to come out of me when the wine goes into me? Is it going to be holiness? Is it going to be frivolity? Am I going to talk, Chas v'Shalom, in a way that I can't talk? Or no? Beautiful things are going to come out of me. Torah is going to come out of me. Warrior for Klal Yisrael is going to come out of me. My parents have a suit of the Purim every single year. But a lot of people have. And my custom the past 5 years was that I would start in Far Rockaway. My wife would drive from that point on. And I would go to my in-laws, stop there a little bit. My wife would definitely drive from that point back to New Jersey. And when I finally got to New Jersey, so when we get to my parents, I didn't know where I was obviously at that point. And we got to my parents' house to finish the Purim. One year I got to my parents' house and there was someone there who was a relative of one of my relatives who was invited to the Suda and got totally drunk. And needless to say, it was their last time that he was invited back to my parents' house. He was invited every year, but needless to say, it was the last time he'd ever walked back into my parents' house for the Suda. He was dancing on the tables. He was talking in ways that were totally inappropriate. It was embarrassing for him and for his whole family to witness that. That's one extreme. And then I'll tell you about a story that happened to me that I witnessed a few years ago, Purim. I was at a Suda in Eretz Yisrael. One of my rabbis and a close friend of mine as well. I was by his Suda. He was drinking. And when I say he was drinking. And he got a little bit drunk and the Suda progressed. And in the middle of the Suda, at the pinnacle of his height of the wine that had come inside of him, what comes out from inside? God, come here. Goes to his tape, the tape at that time, he goes to his tape recorder. He puts on the Eish, the Dinesh, of Arachama, the Shoch Avdecha, of the Sonecha, and he starts crying. Hashem, please, I want to get close to you. Help me get close to you. The Shoch Avdecha. That was his essence. That was the wine. The wine wasn't a way, an excuse to get drunk, Chas v'Shalom. The wine was a way for a person to see who he was. This is what he really wants. See, only around we have a mask on. Only around we put on shoulders for everybody else. But who am I for real? Am I dancing on the table singing the piano man? Or am I, you didn't ever shove a rap in my Hashem, please bring me closer to you. What's the simcha of Purim? Besides the great news that happens to us on Purim. The simcha, like I also said, is not an excuse to get up and make a spiel and make fun of everybody until they walk around the yeshiva the next day. That's not the pshat of Purim. The simcha is we can connect with ourselves. We see what we really can be. We put on a mask, we drink a little wine, and we see inside of us, I have so much potential. I can be something so great. Wow, what a simcha. I know myself. I know what I can be. Is there any greater simcha than that, than knowing what a person can be, who a person can become? And finally, the final question, the first question that we ask is, in what sense is Yom Kippur Kippurim? What do you mean, Kippurim? Well, the answer is, on Yom Kippur, one person goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Who's that? Kohen Gadol. On Purim, every single person goes into his Kodesh HaKodashim. Not only the Kohen Gadol. Because today when we look, we don't focus and have the emphasis on the wrong Suavon, and focus on what's on outside of us. We look inside of us and say, look what I can be. And who am I? And when my inside comes out, what's it going to look like? How's it going to feel? What's it going to be? That's what Purim is meant to be. We live outside of Yerushalayim, 6 days left of Purim. If we live in Yerushalayim, we have one extra day. We have to prepare ourselves for Purim. If we want the inside of us to come out in a way that's meaningful, that's beautiful, that's not Chas v'Shalom gross and nauseous and disgusting, then what are we supposed to do? How do we prepare ourselves that our inside should really be something which is beautiful and meaningful? The wisest of all men, K. King Shlomo gave us a little bit of a clue to this. He said, Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Mitzaref lakesef, the kul azav, the ish lefi mahalalo, which means, in simple English, who are you? You are what you praise, says Rabbi Yonah. You are who you look up to. You are what you idolize. Who do you praise? Who's important to you? Who's chashuv in your eyes? I had the great schluss yesterday of schmoozing a couple of guys in the yeshiva, a little bit kicking back a little bit. They told me there was a fellow who played for the San Francisco 49ers. His name was Frank Gore. Anybody here ever heard of him in this room? Frank Gore? Not bad. Frank Gore. I never heard of him until yesterday. Supposedly, he played for 2 years for the 49ers. He was amazing. And all of a sudden, he fell off the planet. That's Russian. Frank Gore. I had the privilege yesterday to go down to some rooms in the dorm. The privilege because some of my Talmudim, Chashuv, they just need a little bit of a... they need to get a prestige, so I have to get there on time. And I went to the rooms and I saw some of the walls of some of the rooms. Nothing disgusting, Chas V'Shalom. But on your wall is what you praise. When you wake up in the morning and see Modani, and you look up and you see whatever person that you see, that's what the Mahalalel. And if that's who we're Mahalalel, it's a little bit difficult for us to have an inside that's full of ruchni that's come out of us. Because who we are is who we praise, Yisrael Mahalo. And if we're looking up to these rock stars and athletes, and they're all maybe nice people even, but if that's who we praise, then it's going to be hard for us to have a spiritual inside come out of us on Purim. There's two more points. We learn Torah. That's what we're in yeshiva for. But you know how you can tell what a person is? You can tell a person is about what he gets excited about. What gets him going? What gets him excited? What gets him funny? The story took place in the Tel Aviv yeshiva in Cleveland. A bunch of years ago, the yeshiva was a gifter. A gifter used to tell over how when he was in Europe, the author of Kelm, once in a while, unusually, just walk out of Beit HaMedrash and walk somewhere else and come back a little bit later. People were worried, were surprised. Where'd he go? What was he doing during that time? So once they said, Alter, where are you? Where are you going during that time? I'll tell you the truth, he said. I'm learning through a sugya. I work hard on it. I get the pshat in the sugya. I feel like I have to dance. So I go up to the attic of the yeshiva and I dance in the attic of the yeshiva. They asked the altar, why don't you just dance here? Why do you have to go out? Just dance here? People think I'm crazy. I'm not going to dance over here. 2 weeks after the gift gave the shiur about the altar, he was giving shiur in his own shiur. And he worked hard on the pshat, and he came to a pshat. And it was beautiful pshat, and he was all excited about it. And one of the students said, Rebbe, let's go dance. And before anybody could know what was happening, the entire shiur got up and started dancing. And dancing, and it was making noise. And the Beis Medrash show was going on, there was a ruckus, and they came in, they figured someone got engaged, there's a simcha going on. And before they can even get into the door, they're pulled into the circle. And they're all dancing because they got into a pshat in Torah. That's chashuv, that's real, that's pnim. If a person has that inside, then I'm putting the beautiful outside, the beauty of his inside will come through on the outside as well. If that's what's chashuv, that's what I praise, that's what's going to come out. I want to just close with what I began with. My grandfather couldn't recognize his daughters. But he said, Poseh HaSedecha, and he'll finish off with Matzil HaKharat Tom. How's that possible? And the answer is, my grandfather was Tefillah. His essence, his whole life, from the time he was young, he was a Tefillah Jew. I witnessed my own eyes for my 30 years that I knew him. 25 years I knew him. Every time I saw him in shul, every word was from the siddur. Sitting there. Vani tefillah, Zadar Melech says. That was who he was. It wasn't a question for you one bit. That he couldn't recognize his daughter and he couldn't recognize his grandchildren. But Poseh HaShadach could finish off. Because that was his essence. That was his genius. When all the shells were taken away from him, when all the masks was gone, when all the shows that he put on, and he had to put on to the rest of the world, were taken away, all he was left was his core, and his core was tefillah. So Poseach HaSadecha obviously meant he must deal with Chayot Zon. And that was his message of Purim, or a message of Purim. I also spoke last week beautifully about the Koch of Tefillah and Purim. Purim is not a day to, God forbid, have him fast on the wrong syllable. To waste the tremendous potential of the day on externals and on just getting drunk for the sake of getting drunk, chas v'shalom. Purim is a day of introspection. Purim is a day that a person can realize how great he can be. Purim is a day that he can realize what life is about, what he is all about, what he can become. It takes hachana, it takes a lifetime to try to go ahead and get there. But Amir Tashem, we could all try our very best to work on realizing what's chashit to us in life, what's important to us in life. And please God, actualizing Purim for what Purim really can be. And in that way, it'll have a beautiful effect on Purim and on the rest of the year as well.